Let's talk about kind of the news of the week and how it really affects you guys as receivers and you specifically, and that's the loss of Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, I mean, good thing we started off with Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, so we kind of built that chemistry with him to time it down. It was kind of difficult getting the timing down with Ryan Mallett. You know, unfortunately, he went down with a season-ending injury. But the guy was out there fighting hard. You couldn't tell that he had an injury. You know, from the sideline perspective, you know, he was out there doing the same thing he was doing, being motivational, talking to guys. He didn't let it affect him at all. You know, but luckily, like I said, we started off with Ryan. So, you know, we just have to pick up where we left off at.
Did you know, I mean, I talked to Dwayne Brown a little bit earlier in the week, and he said he saw Mallett, you know, grimacing a little bit in the huddle, and he just, you know, that he was going through anything, and really, if you did, and now in hindsight, knowing that, really kind of what a gutsy performance for the guy to hang in there and kind of finish out like he did.
I don't know too many players that could last that long with that type of injury that he had, especially having to use his arm as much as he does. I can see if it wasn't his throwing arm, but it was his throwing arm where it was. You know, it speaks a lot about that guy, his toughness, his mental toughness, you know, all around. That's what you want from a quarterback.
You talked a little bit about adjusting to the timing. I mean, having a big arm out there like that has got to be, and no disrespect to Ryan Fitzpatrick or anyone else, but to have that kind of arm stretch the field for a guy like you, who the long ball is kind of your bread and butter at this point with this team. How difficult is that to go back and forth then to, you know, from the different sets of timing from the different quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know, luckily we do a lot of things outside of practice, after practice, and in meeting rooms. You know, just figuring out how are we going to, you know, get the ball downfield, not necessarily over the guy's head, but, you know, just stretch that field. And Ryan does a great job of communicating with me and Andre and other receivers as well. You know, he knows that he doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, but, you know, he make it work. And, you know, the timing is just something that we have to practice. And luckily we had an off season with Ryan, beginning of the season with Ryan. So the timing won't be a problem with him, or neither will stretching the field.
Well, you mentioned Andre Johnson. Let's talk a little bit about your relationship with him. How much has he, over these past couple of years, really helped you in your game? I know when you first got here, you talked about you just did what he said, you followed him everywhere. Now you've emerged, you're definitely holding your own. What's your relationship like with him now?
It's still the same as last year. He's still that big brother. You know, he's a competitive guy, and so am I. So, you know, we're always trying to outdo each other on the field, making little friendly bets, you know, who's going to have more catches, more yards. You know, he's a big brother to me on and off the field. I can call him about anything, family matter or football matter. Andres, he's a level guy. You know, you never see him get overheated too much. And if he does, then, you know, something's wrong. But, you know, he's a great role model.
You talk about your numbers and the amount of catches. You surpassed the 100 catch point for your career. I think you're about 197 away from 1,000 this season. Do those numbers mean anything to you? Do you set goals? Are they important to you? Or do you just go out each and every day?
I just go out each and every day. You know, kind of like the guy sitting beside me, 80. What he does, he doesn't worry about his stats. You know, he worries about winning, and that reflects to the whole team. I don't think, you know, too many guys in that locker room care about their personal stats. All we want to do is win here.
I'm sure you saw Odell Beckham's catch the other night.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, the first thing I thought of was the one that you made. Yours didn't count, unfortunately,
right.
But what do you think when you saw that? And, you know, you can relate to that because that's something that we see you practicing each and every day, and yours was really pretty similar.
Yeah, his was impressive. It was for a touchdown, and mine wasn't. Mine didn't count, unfortunately. You know, he's going to be a great guy, and a great wide receiver in this league. As a rookie, to go out and doing what he's doing for his team, he's basically putting them on his back after Victor Cruz went down. So, you know, hats off to him. The guy has uncountably amount of athleticism to go out and make that catch. That's not an easy catch at all, the way he did it. But I think Miles better, if you ask me.
What is, you talk about him being a rookie, what has been the biggest difference from your rookie year to year two?
Taking care of my body, going out and having a full day of practice, and then just basically, I would say, just going out and then doing the right things, you know, off the field to come out and come and have a successful day at work.
Thanksgiving weekend this weekend, what, you know, you We kind of know a lot of your background story. You've been through a lot yourself, but you've also got a lot to be thankful for. What are you thankful for this weekend?
I'm thankful for coming in and being able to see my teammates and, you know, just come in and come to work every day. That's what I wake up for. This is my passion. It's what I love doing. So I'm thankful for, you know, the Houston Texans giving me the opportunity to be here in this organization.
Looking at the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, just to kind of the biggest challenges they pose for you guys, their defensive check for you as an offense, looking at their defense, and just this point of the season, really for you to, you've got a couple games here that you can make some headway.
Yeah, you know, we're still in the hunt. You know, nobody in the locker room thinks we're out of it, and that's a good thing. Coach Bill, he preaches to it that we're still in it, and you know, he really don't have to tell us that we're in it. Everybody in this locker room still thinks we're in it. We know we can still do what we want to do in this league. So everybody, I would say, is high, you know, coming out against Tennessee. And then, you know, we're going to look after that when that comes. But right now we're focused on Tennessee.